Some of the world's main companies have joined up with doctors' groups and non-government organisations in an organised offensive against bad eating and exercise habits, which have seen obesity levels in Europe blow out fivefold in the last 25 years. The European Commission has just released a study showing that one-third of Europeans are too fat, and showing also they know what to do to get thinner, but are looking for help. Companies have been told more regulation is underway on food contents and labelling, and they have been invited to cooperate. This week, the chief executives of five main companies led the campaign: Coca-Cola, Kraft, McDonald's, Pepsi and Unilever. They came as reformed characters with wise policies, advertising styled not to pressure the young, light choices and smaller serves available, increased vitamin and mineral content, and labels explaining about the contents. Is this the end of the super size me issue? Complaints about fast food outlets pushing big serves of fatty, sugary food and drink. The European CEO of Pepsi, Zine Abdallah, said there had been a softening of approach.
Yeah. My observation is that the beverage industry has changed its promotional techniques quite radically in the on-premise channel, in the type of modern fast food restaurants that you're talking about. If you want to do a specific response on the supersize me McDonald's issue, I would suggest that you talk to Mr. Hennekin for their specific practices.
Go and talk to Dennis Hennekin, the president of McDonald's in Europe. He was just nearby, showing French journalist new hamburger wrappers, telling the calories, salt, sugar and fat contents, with information about the impacts on, for instance, a six-year-old diner.
Par rapport donc aux besoins d'une enfant de 6 ans sur les calories, la graisse.
Would he also promise not to coax customers to buy too much to eat or drink? Would he keep down the size of portions? Well, not quite in so many words.
We've limited our value meals offer to 2 sizes because people have different needs. Every kind of people make their world go by. Giving the offer and the choice to our customers to play with whatever food they want to have.
Are you saying that you're retreating from that pushing to consume more that we've seen complaints about?
Well, I think that we've never in Europe had that aggressive promotional behavior. We've always had a balanced approach. But again, I think we should not fall either in the trap of trying to mandate or command what people should eat.
If the fast food industry is not only turning over a new leaf, but turning out its very most senior managers to sell the idea, there should be hope for a change in those obesity levels. Government leaders and the European Commission say they are pleased to get industry backing, and they're moving on now to promote more physical activity as the next major campaign. This is Lee Duffield for The Wire in Brussels.